episode of the Grin and Barrett Show here on KETR 88.9 from the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. In this episode, you will hear quips, quotes, and pearls of wisdom from our good friend George. Music by Mike Harmon, Amanda Gish, Kathy Harmon, Brad Bergen, and Lynn Power. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Grin and Barrett Show.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, huh? You doing okay? Y'all want to, let's go ahead and let's play a harmonica song. Y'all want to hear a harmonica song?
Yeah, sure.
Let me just find it right here. Let me find it right here.
Take your time.
Yep, I'm looking.
George, what are you doing? We have not rehearsed a song for the harmonica.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'll keep it simple, man. I just got to find it. Oh, it was in my back pocket all along. Well, I tell you what, that sure answers a few questions about the trip I had over here today.
How could that possibly answer any questions about your trip over here tonight?
Well, you see, I was just a little gassy, and I kept thinking somebody was honking at me. Oh, it ain't funny, y'all. It ain't funny. It caused me to have a wreck.
Okay, George. What happened?
I hit my nose on the steering wheel.
You hit your nose on the steering wheel. What about that airbag?
Oh, well, luckily, she was at home watching the kids. Yeah, I got water in my carburetor.
Now, George, son, you don't know anything about cars. How in the world do you know that there is water in your carburetor?
Because my car's in the bottom of Lake Levan over there. Yeah, I got my carburetor won't carb, my generator won't gin, and my pistons won't, they won't go up and down like they're supposed to. What?
Way to go, George. Way to go. Come up here again and get the show charged up just like you always do.
Well, thank you, David.
That's not a compliment.
Well, that sounded like a compliment.
Okay, George, what I was trying to say, sarcastically, that your use of vocabulary, well, it's dismal, George.
Well, thank you, David.
That's not a compliment.
Well, that sounded like a compliment. You keep saying things that sound like a compliment.
Why would I give you a compliment?
I don't know. I'm as surprised as anybody, I guess.
George, these people didn't tune in tonight to hear us argue.
Actually, some of them did. Well,
maybe you're right about that. See if you can get back there and try to stay out of trouble for at least 5 minutes, and let's get on with the show. George, put that thing away and get out of here.
All right. Oh, boy, that was just a little embarrassing right there.
Now, George, I know that's not really talent, but you might want to find another place to put that thing.
Would you hold it for me?
Man, I am not touching that. You find a place back there to put it. Ladies and gentlemen, George up the Grove.
Yay!
To get my baby back.
That was Mike Harmon with That's a Shame.
Julie the blonde was getting pretty desperate for money. She decided to go to the nicer, richer neighborhoods around town and look for odd jobs as a handywoman. At the first house she came to, a man answered the door and said to her,
"Well, yes, I have a job for you. Would you like to paint the porch?"
"Sure, that sounds great."
"Well, how much do you want me to pay you?"
"Is $20 okay?"
"Yeah, great. You'll find the paint and letters you need in the garage."
The man went back into his house. His wife, who had been listening, said to him,
$20? Does she know the porch goes all the way around the house?"
"Well, she must. She was standing on it."
About 45 minutes later, Julie knocked on the door.
"I'm all finished."
The man was amazed.
"You painted the whole porch?"
"Yeah, I even had some paint left, so I put on 2 coats.
The man reached into his wallet to pay Julie.
"By the way, that's not a porch. That's a Ferrari."
Oh, no!
Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even things I'm wearing someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. Have a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me Second-Hand Rose. Even our piano in the parlor, Father bought for 10 cents on the door. The plumber, he's the man I adore, had the nerve to tell me he's been married before. Everyone knows that I'm just second-hand Rose from Second Avenue. I'm wearing second-hand shoes, second-hand hose. All the girls hand me their second-hand clothes. Even my pajamas, when I don 'em, have somebody else's initials on 'em. Second-hand rings, I'm sick of second-hand things. I never get what other girlies do. Once while strolling through the Ritz, a girl got my goat. She nudged her friend and said, "Oh, look, there's my old fur coat." Everyone knows that I'm just second-hand Rose from Second Avenue.
That was Lynn Power with Second-Hand Rose.
Well, guys, you know, there was an Indian chief that he thought it was going to be a bad winter. So he sent all the braves out to collect wood. As he watched them return laden with timber from the forest, he suddenly felt, well, maybe he ought to check his forecast. So he phoned the local weather office.
"Tell me, is it going to be a bad winter?"
"Yes, it will be a bad one."
So the chief told the braves they didn't have enough wood, and he sent them back into the forest again. They returned with more wood, but once again, the chief had doubts, and he called the forecaster to confirm.
"It is going to be a really severe winter."
The chief looked at the wood stove, decided that more was required, and the braves were dispatched back into the forest. The chief called the forecaster.
Are you sure it's going to be a really severe winter?
Look, it's definitely going to be the worst winter on record. The Indians are gathering wood like crazy.
Oh, Christina, I'm longing for you. I'm full of emotions, bewildered and blue, like a bird in a cage that's forgotten how to fly. Oh, Christina, I need you in my life. Sometimes I wonder where you are and need you here with me. Christina, if you could only see the times I've got down on my knees and prayed to God above. Christina, I sure do need your love. Oh, Christina, I'm longing for you. I'm full of emotions, bewildered and blue, like a bird in a cage that's forgotten how to fly. Oh, Christina, I need you in my life. By my side, Christina, I finally realize I may never look into your eyes or run my fingers through your hair. Christina, it's more than I can bear. Oh, how to fly. Oh, Christina, I need you in my life. Oh, Christina.
That was Brad Bergen with Christina.
All women can benefit from the wisdom of the Navajo. A woman is driving toward home in northern Arizona when she sees a Navajo woman hitchhiking. Because the trip had been too long, she stops the car and the Navajo woman gets in. During their small talk, the Navajo woman glances surreptitiously at a brown bag on the front seat between them.
If you're wondering what's in the bag, it's a bottle of wine. I got it for my husband.
The Navajo woman is silent for a while, nods several times, and says,
good trade.
So, a blonde was speeding down the highway. All of a sudden, she gets pulled over, obviously because she was speeding. The cop who pulled her over was also a blonde. Uh-oh. The cop says,
ma'am, I need to see your driver's license ID.
The driver was confused, being blonde and all, so the cop decides to remind her of what an ID is.
Ma'am, it's a rectangular thing with your picture on it.
The blonde still has no idea, but looks for it anyway. So funny, those blondes. She pulls out a rectangular mirror and hands it to the cop. The blonde cop says to the blonde driver,
oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. If I'd have known you were a cop, too, I wouldn't have pulled you over.
Thank you.
ocean. Strange reaction on the face of an ocean. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. Paralyzed by my choices. Should I stay or run away? Whoa, I don't wanna lose control. Whoa, I don't wanna lose control. Postcard from the edge. Focused on the time of possession. Wasted in the shadows of lonely. I don't have a fear of growing old. Throwing back the seeds of resentment. Too much time on my hands.
That was Mike Harmon with Postcard.
A patient has a sore throat and goes to a doctor to get treatment for it.
Your tonsils have got to come out.
I want a second opinion.
Okay, you're ugly too.
Oh, man. Oh, funny.
Will this operation hurt, doctor?
Only when you get my bill.
Oh. Well, something wrong with this doctor.
As the doctor completed an examination of the patient, he said,
I can't find a cause for your complaint. Frankly, I think it's due to drinking.
In that case, I'll come back when you're sober.
The sun's so bright, it's shady day. My back's too stiff to bend. My socks are worn and my shoes are torn. And no one's here to say, don't get out of bed today. Out of bed today. I said, oh, don't get out of bed today.
got a call from his doctor who said...
I've got some bad news and some terrible news. Which would you rather hear first?
Well, the bad news.
Well, the lab messed up your tests, and when they redid them, they found out you only had 48 hours to live.
Well, what could be more terrible than that?
Well, we tried to get you all day yesterday, but the phone was busy.
Oh, man! Ouch.
Bo, Thibodeau, and Robichaud died together in an accident, and they go to heaven. When they get there, St. Peter says...
We only have one rule here in heaven. Don't step on the ducks.
So they enter heaven, and sure enough, there are ducks all over the place. It's almost impossible not to step on a duck. And although they try their best to avoid them, Robichaud accidentally steps on one. Along comes St. Peter with the ugliest woman he ever saw. St. Peter chains them together and says...
Robichaud, your punishment for stepping on a duck is to spend eternity chained to this ugly woman.
Poor guy.
Well, the next day, Thibodeau, he accidentally steps on the duck. And along comes St. Peter, who doesn't miss a thing. And with him is an extremely ugly woman. He chains them together with the same admonishment as for Robichaud. Boudreaux has observed all this, and not wanting to be chained for all eternity to an ugly woman is very, very careful where he steps. He manages to go months without stepping on any ducks. But one day, St. Peter comes up to him with the most gorgeous woman he's ever laid his eyes on. A very tall, tan, curvaceous, sexy blonde.
Yeah.
St. Peter trains them together without saying a word. Boudreaux remarks,
I wonder what I did to deserve being chained to you for all the eternity.
I don't know about you, but I stepped on a duck.
Oh, man. That poor guy.
Rufus, Rastus, Johnson, Brown. What you gonna do when the rent comes around? What you gonna say? How you gonna pray? Bit of sense till judgment day. You know that I know the rent means dough. Landlord's gonna put us out in the snow. Rufus, Rastus, Johnson, Brown. What you gonna do when the rent comes around? Who's that knocking at the door below? Shiving in the hail and snow. I hear you grumbling, Mr. Rufus Brown. Just keep a knocking, babe, I won't come down. I wanna tell you that you can't get in. Have you been a gambling, honey? Did you win? What's that you tell me? You lost your bread. I hope you're free. I'll hear you snore. If I go to bed without a bite of sup, will you be an icicle when I wake up? Where's all the money that you said you'd bring? Melted away just like the snow last spring. Rufus, I love you, but this suits you right. Guess that's sufficient. A good night. But I did die.
That was Kathy Harmon with Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown.
Well, I tell you what, she sure sounded good on that song there, huh?
Yeah, they sounded pretty good, pretty good.
Hey, we still going fishing in the morning?
Yeah, what time you want to leave?
7:30 works for me.
Okay, then, 7:30, down on the dock?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Gary, 7:30, down the dock.
What are you telling him for?
Going with us, that's why.
He's going?
Yeah, He's going.
I got the dynamite.
I can't stop him from going fishing, but I tell you one thing. I ain't talking to him, that's for sure.
You're not talking to him.
That's right. In fact, you go ahead and tell him. I ain't talking to him.
Hey, Gary, he's not going to talk to you.
Who?
George.
Well, whoop-de-doo, I ain't talking to him either. You can tell him that for me.
Hey, George, he said he's not going to talk to you either.
Is that what he said? He said that.
Yeah.
Well, that just tickles me to death. He thinks I'm joking, but I ain't. You just go and tell him I ain't never, ever speaking to him again.
Hey, Gary, George said he's going to meet you out back after the show. He's going to whip you.
Well, we can take care of that right here.
Oh, wait, hold on here. We're losing something in the translation.
Why are you mad at Gary anyway?
It's what he told these guys back there before the show. He said that you only let me play music with y'all because you was married to my sister.
Well, it is true. I am married to your sister. Gary, did you say that?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, then what did you say?
I said you let him play with us because you was his brother-in-law.
Well, that's the same thing, Gary.
Hey, how's it going? Uh-huh. You're at the shopping mall? A fur coat. $2,800? Wow. I'd get it. No, don't worry about that. Just put it on the card there. What? A diamond ring? $1,300? Go ahead and get that, too. No, don't worry about it. Just put it on the same card. Okay, I love you, too. Bye.
Wow, George. I've got to admit, you really stepped up to the plate. And I'm sure most of the women out here are really on your side. But you know, the fact is, we still can't have our wives calling during the show.
That wasn't my wife.
Well, who was it?
That was my sister.
That's my wife. George, you did it again. Every time I bring you out, you get me in trouble. Get out of here and see if you can leave us alone for 5 minutes while we finish up the show.
In my soul.
That was Mike Harmon, Kathy Harmon, Ann Thornton, and Steve Kaiser with In My Soul.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grin and Barrett Show here on 88.9 KETR at the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. We would like to thank Matt Mankey and Jared Knight for producing the show. Join us again for the next episode of The Grin and Barrett Show. Stay tuned to 88.9 for more details.
This episode of The Grin and Barrett Show was recorded on the main stage of the Performing Arts Center of Texas A&M University Commerce, with special thanks to Jim Tyler Anderson. This is a production of KETR Radio, a non-commercial, listener-supported service of A&M Commerce. Thanks for listening.